merry bunch. We're not always noticed, but we are always there.
Some of us are more refined than others, but we are all creatures of our God and King.
Preach it, friend. I'm sorry. We're going on, and we haven't even introduced ourselves. I'm Ruthie, and this here is Professor Eleanor.
Nice to make your acquaintance. I don't meet too many non-camel friends, except for my old friend Ruthie here.
Who you calling old?
And we go way back.
I guess I shouldn't assume you all know many donkeys either. We donkeys, we're good workers. We keep our heads down. We mind our own business. But what I'm about to tell you is too important to keep to oneself.
Most folks don't even realize that we animals understood the gravity of it all. A world seeking a savior. The promise of Emmanuel, the hope of the world.
But let's start from the beginning. This story starts where many stories start, with the birds.
Whoa! What is going on down there?
Don't know. I try to keep my focus up here, where I can be free to fly and be me. Down there, it's so dramatic. Everyone is talking about the census. Census this, census that. Who's traveling here? Who's traveling there? It's like, just be free, people. Just be.
But can't you feel it? Something's different. Egg-citing, if you tweet.
Egg-citing? Toucan play at that game.
Hey, it's the four calling birds.
Actually, we prefer texting now.
Absolutely no calling. Text me.
Okay, the four texting birds. Do you feel something different on the wind? Oh, you're texting. Let me get my readers out. Ah, different? Yes, different. Like the world is about to change forever.